Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Okay, here I am, ready for Thanksgiving. I'll just open the door and... DJ Squirmalot, I'm here! Ready for Thanksgiving! Hello? DJ Squirmalot? I'm here, ready to have Thanksgiving with you! I even brought my famous dirt casserole! Because worms eat dirt! Hello? Huh, I guess he's not home. It's completely dark in here. Guess I'll just turn on the light and see what's what. DJ Squirmalot, you're here! Sitting in a tiny chair.
Hello, Lee.
Were you just sitting here in the dark waiting for me?
Why, yes, Lee. I love sitting in the dark.
Why didn't you say anything when I came in?
Lee, sit down. We need to have a talk.
Okay. Now there, I'm sitting. Now, what's going on?
What have you been up to, Lee?
Me? Oh, I don't know. Just, you know, usual stuff. Cooking, cleaning, hanging out. Nothing that special. Why do you ask?
Huh. Cooking, cleaning, hanging out. All makes sense. But, you know, the one thing you didn't mention is, well, making season 5 of the Story Pirates podcast.
Oh, yeah, that too. Actually... We've been working really hard on the new season of the Story Pirates podcast. I thought you knew that. Why'd you ask?
Because I'm waiting for new episodes, Lee! Why do you think?
Wow. Okay. I didn't even know you were that big of a fan, DJ Squirmalot.
We're all fans, Lee! Me and all the worm families around the world! And we're waiting for you to put out new episodes!
Again, wow. I had no idea you felt so strongly about it. I promise we're working hard on new episodes. It just takes a while, you know. There's a lot to figure out. Not to mention traveling to the center of the Earth, which is pretty challenging, especially after all that we've been through in the ocean and the sky and the space.
Okay, Lee, we get it. You and the whole Story Pirates team are working hard on new episodes, and you're sorry, but they're not out yet. And they'll be out soon, blah, 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 blah. Is that it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. But DJ Squirmalot, thanks for being patient. I really appreciate it.
You do?
Yeah, we have the best fans in the world, and we really love all of you. Even the worm fans.
Even the worm fans.
I mean,
especially the worm fans.
Much better.
But anyway, to your point, since we're both here and it's Thanksgiving, maybe before we start cooking up the feast, you could do a new Thanksgiving mixtape for all the fans?
I thought you'd never ask, Lee! What up, my squirmy wormies? It's DJ Squirm-a-Lot, everybody's favorite DJ who is also a worm. Ready to smash that space bar and get wiggly with my favorite tunes. Bam, 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 bam. Welcome to the Story Pirates Thanksgiving Mixtape 2021. Let's hit the dance floor with our first track, featuring our friends Mosiah and Cuckoo Kangaroo. Coming at you from a 7-year-old from Michigan named Etta, here's If Dogs Could Do the Boogie.
I'm a dog who knows how to boogie.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, please.
All right, pepperonis, I got a new dance for you all. It's called the Doggy Boogie, and it goes like this. Real cool doggy in my dancing shoes. Gotta dance so fresh, so nice, so new. It's easy, dogs, just do what I do. And then pretty soon you'll be boogieing too. Just step to the left and step to the right. Put your paws out like you ready to fight. Whip your tail around like you flying a kite. You a doggy by day, but you boogie by night. Spin 2 times like you about to lay down. Change your mind, something else is on the ground. Sniff it, then give a little nibble. This beat so tasty, sweet, you call it kibble. Hop one time, then I hop once more. Lift up my back leg, but don't soil the floor. Put it back down, what's next in store? I hit that doggy boogie and I run up the score. What's up? Do the boogie, doggy boogie, doggy boogie. Do the boogie. Doggy boogie, doggy boogie, doggy's boogie,
hey.
Boogie doggy, boogie boogie,
woof.
Boogie doggies, do those doggies, doggy boogie.
Yeah. I was once a student, now I'm doing it. I know all the doggy boogie movements. Got the right rhythm and I got the right rhyme. Ain't no doggy leaving when the doggy know it's boogie time. I do the boogie in my hoodie from the side to side. Put my head out the window like I go for a ride. Doggy doggy and a little doggy try to slide. Pass the student too, cause it's time to hit the boogie vibe.
Student two, doggy boogies always goes over. Real good dog on the mic, call me Rover. Thunder jacket tech, cause you know I always wrap it up. If the beat is water, then you know that I will lap it up. Doing doggy boogies and it never grows old. Pop to my nose and the nose stays cold. Doggy boogies easy if you do what you're told. Come into the chorus and you know we go bold.
Do the boogie, doggy boogie, doggy boogie. Do the boogie, doggy boogie, doggy boogie. Doggy's boogie, boogie, doggy boogie, boogie. Boogie doggies. Doggy, doggy,
I can't believe I never knew how to boogie. I was always such a goody-goody. But now I boogie and I'm having a ball. Like a person said my name and I answered the call. This is what I was meant to teach y'all. Do the doggy boogie like there's no leash laws. Boogie doggy turn me into a fan. Now everybody come and clap your hands.
Clap, 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 doggy. Clap, 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 boogie. Clap, 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 doggy. Clap, 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 doggy boogie.
Professor?
Yes?
I think I heard the bell rung.
We're done, boogie dog. What do you want to tell them?
Well, I'm sure. I'll say everybody well done. Also that I'm dope and I'm out and you're welcome. Do the boogie, doggy boogie, doggy boogie. Do the boogie, doggy boogie, doggy boogie. Doggy's boogie, boogie doggy, boogie boogie. Boogie doggies, do those doggies, doggy boogie, yeah.
It's the Story Pirates Thanksgiving Mixtape, and I'm your host, DJ Squirm-a-Lot. And that was If Dogs Could Do the Boogie. You know, a lot of people wonder if worms can do the boogie. And the answer is yes. Usually, I'm just bobbing my head as I spin records like this. Ooh, yeah, great track. Ooh, woo. But I've also been known to hit the dance floor myself, sometimes even in the middle of a set. Picture this. You're in the middle of a big tent, in the middle of a big field. Somewhere in Europe, which is a big continent. And everyone is going crazy listening to me, DJ. Then, all of a sudden, you look up at the stage and the turntables and I'm gone. Where'd DJ Squirmalot go, you wonder? A hush falls over the crowd. And then, bam! Right in the middle of the dance floor, there's a spotlight, and up through a hole in the floor, I pop up! The crowd roars, and everyone starts clapping, and I'm wiggling and squirming my little worm heart out. And then they start chanting, Squirmalot, Squirmalot, Squirmalot. And then everyone gets really shocked because I pull out my number one dance move. That's right, I'm talking about the snake. It's a little bit like the dance move that humans call the worm, but, you know, snakier. And then I spring up into the air and the crowd catches me and I crowd surf all the way back to the stage. And it's the best night of your life. You know you'll remember this DJ set until you're a very old worm.
Hey DJ Squirmalot, what's going on? What happened to the mixtape?
Sorry, Lee. Got a little carried away telling a story about my favorite dance moves.
Ooh, I have a favorite dance move. Check this out.
Yeah.
Woo! Ha ha! Whoa! What'd you think?
Lee, don't ever make me see anything like that ever again.
Got it, sorry. Hey, before the next song, can I do a quick plug?
As long as it doesn't involve you dancing, yes.
Hey, grown-ups, join DJ Squirmalot for a huge free virtual party to celebrate the day after Thanksgiving. This Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern, DJ Squirmalot's inviting all of his squirmy wormy fans to hang out with him on Zoom for a Q&A, music, selfies, and even some stories written by kids like the ones listening to this right now. Grown-ups, RSVP at storypirates.com/podcast and learn more about submitting a story from your child. And DJ Squirmalot just might interview them about what they wrote during the party. Grown-ups can RSVP at storypirates.com/podcast. All right, back to you, DJ Squirmalot.
Okay, squirmy wormies, this next track is sure to get your bodies moving. It's from Palmer, a 9-year-old from Texas, and it's called Stars and Moonlight.
Hello there. My name is Lila. And as you can probably tell from my unique vocal cadence, I'm a magical unicorn. And oh boy, do I have a story for you.
Once upon a time there were two sisters, they didn't get along. They had a musical difference, could never agree on a song. Cece was a ballerina, she liked to keep her cool.
I like my songs to sound like a bright and shiny jewel.
Judy was a pop star, she liked to sing it loud.
I think that music is better when it's belting in front of a crowd.
One day I came across them arguing. I stopped to listen and I heard them sing.
My music's better for singing loudly, so I sing.
When I heard them fighting, I said, oh, this will never do. They should keep the drama just between them two. So I took action, started to cast a spell. I'm kinda new to magic, so it didn't turn out so well. My powers took control and threw the sisters into the sky, where they transformed into a moon and star. They were so far up there that I could barely see, but I could hear their voices arguing celestially.
My music's better for singing loudly, so I sing.
Notice we
we'd been transformed into a star and the moon. Who did this to us?
I did. It's me, Lila the Unicorn. I am so sorry. Do you want me to try to reverse the spell or—
Yes, please, Lila, reverse the spell.
Okay, yeesh. No guarantees though. Here goes nothing.
Two sisters trapped in the sky, trying to fly back down. Five full moons will come and go before you can reach the ground, and the spell will fade, and the spell will fade, and the spell will fade, and the spell will fade.
Judy, I've been thinking, and I wanted to tell you that you're right.
Your music's better for singing loudly, so I'll sing na-na-na-na-whoa.
Cece, you're right too.
Your music's better for dancing gracefully, so I'll sing la-la-la-la-whoa.
Finally, the fifth full moon arrived. My spell worked. And the sisters began to descend back down to the earth.
All the stars in the sky, we won't forget you. You had a singing, whoa. All the stars in the sky, we won't forget you. You had a singing, whoa. Some music's better for singing loudly, so we sing na-na-na-na.
Prophecy foretold, a warlock splits the tiara of gold. The split will plunge the world into night. Put the tiara back together and bring back the light. But there was more from the prophecy, your sight. The one thing the warlock tried her best to fight. Beloved by parents, a boy and a girl, born into darkness, destined to save the world. Felicity was the name of the land, and
Ambrose had heard of this prophecy.
Two mere children cannot stop me from fulfilling my dark purpose. After all, how could the prophecy be fulfilled by siblings beloved by their parents if they have no parents at all?
So Ambrose took Colette and Nathaniel's parents in the dead of night, and then set out to scatter the pieces of the golden tiara across Felicity so that no one could find them. All seemed but hopeless for the land of Felicity. But the two children, Colette and Nathaniel, had other ideas.
Colette, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
That we should train day and night so we can recover the pieces of the tiara, save our parents, and rescue the town!
I was gonna say lunch, but that works too. Let's go!
The first piece of the tiara was in the enchanted lake, guarded by a fearsome horde of super evil sea snakes.
I know how to train snakes, so Colette, don't worry. I'll train those snakes to bring the tiara piece to me.
And the bride.
friendship. Ooh. Vanilla and chocolate too.
Thanks, Clet. I'll give this tiara piece to you.
And the prophecy, their destiny fulfilled. The third piece was in the Cyclops' eye.
Somebody get this out of my eye.
It kind of hurt. So the Cyclops was starting to cry.
It stings just like a bee.
Nathaniel, take this enchanted egg from the Tree of Power.
Okay.
And this knight's steed.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he doesn't need it.
Come get a new one.
Wizard, why are you helping us?
Because Ambrose is evil. And I know that you and Nathaniel will use the golden tiara's powers for good. Now, ride and get the fifth piece of the tiara from Ambrose herself.
Onward!
Good luck!
Here we are, at Ambrose's castle.
There's no turning back now!
Ambrose! Lakeside! We have four pieces, we need five.
Face us, fight us, you will see. We are the ones from the prophecy.
When Ambrose cast a spell, she cried.
And Nathaniel to fulfill their destiny. With the help of the friends they'd made along the way, the battle had begun. Ambrose cast a spell.
Yeah!
Nathaniel dodged it well. The dragon breathed fire, but Ambrose just flew higher. Ambrose waved her staff. It split the wizard's wand in half. The Cyclops swung his fist at Ambrose, but he missed. But Ambrose dropped her staff.
Oh boy.
Nathaniel!
Colette!
You did it!
We love you so much!
Have you heard of a prophecy fulfilled?
Oh, yeah.
Colette and Nathaniel saved their parents and the world.
That's right!
The five golden pieces turned back into one. The darkness was banished, the battle with Ambrose was done.
Squirmy Wormies, it's the Story Pirates Thanksgiving Mixtape, and I'm your host, DJ Squirmalot. And that was The Gold Tiara by 11-year-old Sydney from Delaware. Before that was Stars and Moonlight, which reminds me of my favorite thing to do during the holidays. Head outside of the wormhole and look up at the stars. There are a lot of great worm constellations in the night sky if you know where to look. Look, right there! Do you see those three stars across? That's a worm lying flat. And there! Two stars right next to each other. That's That's a worm standing up straight. Now, I know what you're thinking. DJ Squirmalot, couldn't you just say that any two stars are a worm? Well, I guess you could, but look at that cluster of stars over there. That's a worm DJ spinning records on the island of Ibiza. Lots of detail in this constellation. Look, there's even a chill room where you can go hang out and be chill if the party's too wild. Which it usually is if I'm at the decks. I just love nature. Okay, we're gonna keep the earworms coming with another song. This one is an oldie but a goodie. From way, way back in the early years, from a fourth grader named Danny, here's Water Falls on My Mom's Head.
Hey, Marcus, get in here.
Okay.
Listen up. I have an incredible idea for a prank to play on my mom.
Cool.
Okay, so before my mom gets home, which should be any minute, I'm gonna fill this bucket with water.
Okay.
And then open the front door just a little bit.
Go on.
And then place the bucket on top of the door.
Oh.
Marcus, you don't seem excited. Don't you get it?
No.
Don't you see what will happen once my mom gets home? Don't you understand what will happen if she opens the door?
She'll come inside?
Oh, and there's water above it?
I like water.
Marcus, use your imagination. Listen, she'll come home, she'll open the door, and then... water. Mom's head. There! Do you see now?
Oh, I get it. But one more thing. What is it that falls on your mom's head?
Oh, Marcus, you're killing me. Listen. Water. A water. Water. A water falls. Water. A water falls. On my mom's head.
Where?
On my mom's head.
Oh, I'll try. Water.
That's it.
Water.
Above the door, I open the board just a little bit, and then when my mom comes home, it falls right onto her head.
Where?
On my mom's head.
Oh.
Here I go.
Whoa, I didn't know you could tap dance like that.
I've been taking lessons, and I always wear my tap shoes under my regular shoes.
I think I'm in love with you.
Marcus, we're cousins.
I think that's still okay, depending on what state you live in.
What?
Water.
I think so, but I have one more question. Water, what, where, when?
Marcus! Look, I'm going to fill this bucket with water, put it above the door, then water is going to fall on my mom's head when she opens the door. Like this. Oh, no, I got wet.
Oh, so the water falls on your head.
Marcus!
Water's falling on my mom's head.
Yeah. The end.
You know what? I'm thankful for great songs like that. And I'm thankful for water. It's delicious. But what I'm really thankful for is stories written by kids. The Story Pirates get thousands of them, and I get to read some of them when we work together to send personal responses to every submission. Grown-ups, if your kids are feeling creative this week, or even if they want to submit something that they've worked on for school or another project, we want to read it and respond. Stories can be any length, long, short, written as scripts, or even one funny sentence. Send them to us at storypirates.com today. Okay, back to the mixtape, my squirmy wormies, right after these quick words for the grown-ups.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Welcome back, my squirmy wormies. Let's keep the party going with a song written by a 9-year-old from the UK named Imogen. Here's Cucumbers for Life.
Once upon a time, I was an ice cream man. I had an ice cream van and a business plan. My van played a tune worth its weight in gold when it played every ice cream sold, even in the cold. One day I drank some pickle juice and all that changed. See, the juice made me transform into something strange. Now I sell cucumbers that are bumpy and green, just like me. And all my ice cream customers are nowhere to be seen. 'Cause I'm a cucumber for life, cucumber for life. Selling cucumbers for life, cucumbers for life, cucumbers for life. I'm a man-sized veggie in a van. I'm selling cucumber sticks. They're good, trust me.
Meanwhile, across town, a young foodie named Imogen was about to make a discovery.
Customer.
Boom, boom, boom.
Business has been slow.
That's so sad you have no customers. I feel sorry for you. Boom, boom, boom.
Well, do you have any ideas?
Maybe if you had a more thematically relevant band with better music? Boom, boom, boom.
That could work.
Hey, this is giving me an idea. That cucumber man.
So green and so sad.
And only I,
Imogen,
lived happily,
happily,
ever after. I'm sorry, cucumber man.
Don't worry about me, Imogen, I'm a cucumber. I'll be just right.
The Story Pirates Thanksgiving Mixtape. I'm your host, DJ Squirmalot. Time for an epic battle, my friends. From a 9-year-old named Kaden from South Korea, here's Little Snacks, Big Problems.
Little Snacks, Big Problems. Little snacks, big problems.
Welcome to the finals of Little Snacks, Big Problems, the competitive TV show that asks, who's the saddest snack food? I'm Bill Bilson.
And I'm Bill.
Tonight, four tiny snack foods try to prove their problems are the biggest and that they are the saddest. The snack food with the biggest problems will win the coveted sad food crown.
That's right, Bill. I'm so excited that I'm practically starving.
What a weird thing to say, since hunger is not typically associated with excitement. Anyway, let's meet our first contestant. All the way from a cart on the corner of 14th and 1st, give it up for Hot Dog!
Good evening. I respectfully submit that my problem is the biggest, and therefore I am most deserving of a sad food crown.
A bold statement from an incredibly wimpy-looking hot dog, Bill.
That's right, Bill.
I shall convey my argument that I am the saddest food with a humble tune. Maestro?
I'm called Hot Dog, but I prefer to change my name to Hot Weasel. And you sprinkle onions and make me cry. And me and Hot Dog Bun don't quite get along. Bun whines all day long about the sausage makes buns soggy, and I get teased by my friend Pizza Dog.
Hot Dog has raised the bar with that big problem.
Let's get to know our first contestant. Now, Hot Dog, what... Hey, where did Hot Dog go, Bill?
I have no idea, Bill, but I'm sure he'll turn up.
Absolutely no reason to suspect otherwise. On to our next contestant. This international duo hopes their tangy tunes and sweet lyrics will prove they have the biggest problem. Can lemon curd and Italian meringue claim the sad food crown? Let's find out!
Italian meringue, we have faced so many big problems in our time together. But when I look at you, I know I must mix you on medium speed until stiff peaks form.
Oh, lemon curd, you put the ass in citrus. Let us sing about our problems right now.
People make lemon meringue pie,
but me and lemon curd don't get along.
An Italian meringue gets blasted with a blowtorch.
What? Oh, that's very painful. Please stop that. I'm not Italian. I'm from Switzerland.
These two foods don't get along? Color me surprised. Big problem, Bill.
Lemon curd and Italian meringue might have just earned themselves the sad food crown. And hey, where are lemon curd and Italian meringue?
They probably just needed some water to wash down the snack they just ate.
Indeed. Perhaps they're drinking water from a glass similar to the very glass you're drinking from right now.
Perhaps.
Let's meet our next contestant. They give us a lot to chew on, even though they can be hard to swallow. Put your hands together for our next sad food, gum.
Yo, 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 turn me up in the headphones. This is a story all about how I've got the biggest problem and should win the sad food crown. Unwrap this.
Hello. I don't know why I'm here. This story is for edible things, but I'm inedible. There are two options for being inedible. Being poisonous and indigestible. I take 7 years to digest. Actually, I'm sad, jealous and mad at the same time. The reason I'm sad is some parents keep their children away from me. The reason I'm mad is I get teased by my friend, coconut flavored jelly bean.
Gum really laid it out for us. What's a bigger problem than being a food that can't be eaten? But is it a big enough problem to take the sad food crown? I think Gum has 99 problems. Hey, where did Gum go?
Don't tell me I'm serious, camera. Sorry, Bill.
What was that, Bill? I couldn't hear you over all that gum chewing noise.
Mm-hmm. Who's our last contestant? I'm still hungry.
For competition?
Sure.
Great. Our final contestant for the sad food crown is a large fruit native to Southeast Asia. Give it up for durian.
Hello. It's wonderful to be here tonight. You may know about my powerful odor, but you don't know about my equally powerful singing voice. This here is a little song about my big, big problems. It's dedicated to all the strong-smelling foods out there. Limburger cheese, sauerkraut, surströmming, solidarity, my stinky snacks.
All these snacks are worrying, but I'm the little durian. I'm the saddest of them all. My smoke goes out across the land. From public transit I've been banned. No, on a train or bus I cannot ride. I never wash, it is true, eat rotting fish, yuck, pew, and I play in a dumpster all the time. All these snacks are worrying, but I'm the little durian. I'm the saddest of them all. And I have to move to a supermarket in Chicago, and that worries our parents so. Mrs. Passion Fruit, she asks me how often I do not know, but she asks me to take a shower. All these snacks are worrying, but I'm the little durian. I'm the saddest of them all. All these snacks
to a supermarket in Chicago? I am blown away, right, Bill?
Come here, little durian. Come here.
Gotcha! Bill, what are you doing?
Huh? Nothing!
Bill, I'm gonna ask you something, and I'm gonna need you to be honest.
What's that, Bill?
Did you eat all the other snacks, Bill?
Bill's honor?
Bill's honor!
Yes.
Ah, jeez, Bill, again? This is exactly how we lost the gig at the Tostitos Bowl.
I am so sorry.
Well, everyone, it seems we have a winner by default. Congratulations, Durian!
I'd like to thank my parents and...
Bill?
What?
The end!
Bananas, bananas, always bananas, bananas. It's so bananas, bananas, with Mr. Banana Face Guy. Bananas, bananas, he loves bananas, bananas. He's so bananas, bananas, Sir Mr. Banana Face Guy. Bananas, 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 bananas. He's going bananas, 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 bananas. He's serving bananas, 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 bananas. Let's all go bananas, 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 bananas.
Hold up, wait a minute. Listen to my plea. It's about a guy I worked with when I worked at Mickey D's with a really weird name. Sir Mr. Sir Banana Face Guy. But instead of flipping burgers, he lets some nanners fry. He'd give out too many bananas and get the orders all wrong. And you can guess the Sir Banana did not work there for too long. Only one day. It's crazy, and here's the reason why. He's just too crazy about bananas, that Sir Banana Face Guy.
Bananas, bananas, always bananas, bananas. It's so bananas, bananas, with Mr. Banana Face Guy. Bananas, bananas, he loves bananas, bananas. He's so bananas, bananas, Sir Mr. Banana Face Guy.
That's a really good story, but I got a showstopper. I also worked with Sir Banana, but at the home of the Whopper, he was really insane. Sir Mr. Sir Banana Face Guy, he served bananas at people, and no one knew exactly why. He went bananas, 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 serving bananas, 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 bananas. He worked for only one day. His act I did despise, he's just too crazy about bananas. That's Sir Banana Face Guy.
Bananas, bananas. Always bananas, bananas. It's so bananas, bananas, with Mr. Banana Face Guy. Bananas, bananas, he loves bananas, bananas. He's so bananas, bananas, Sir Mr. Banana Face Guy.
OMG, I can't believe. Does silly happen in threes? Cause with Sir Mr. Banana, I sold donuts at DD. It was him and me, Sir Mr. Sir Banana Face Guy. Oh yeah, we slinging those donuts, but he would make the customers cry. Cause he's slipping on banana peels, he'd leave all over the floor. And he'd only give banana flavor, no matter what they asked for. Got fired after one day. It's true, this ain't a lie. He's just too crazy about bananas, that Sir Banana Face Guy.
Bananas, 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 bananas. He's going bananas, 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 bananas. He's serving bananas, 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 bananas. Let's all go bananas, 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 bananas.
Excuse me, I'm a simple pencil sharpener worker just walking by, and I just overheard you fast food employees chit-chatting, and I have to say, this is quite the coincidence, because I too know this Sir Mr. Sir. Let me just break it down for you one time. This is amazing, is this a convention? Bringing Sir Mr. from a job intervention. I had the same deal, on my word, this is real, because he worked with me at a pencil company, sharpening pencils for a nominal fee, but he stuffed his bananas where they shouldn't be, in the holes made for pencils, changing their shape. And they look like bananas, which we couldn't take. Did he get fired? Of course he did. After only one day. What's up with this kid?
Ahem, ahem. Hello, it's me, the famous Sir, Mr. Sir, Banana Face Guy. And no, I was not bad at working. I just did not have the eye for those jobs. But now I have the best job, and it's great. You see, I'm working for the circus. And what a lucky day. When that man walked by and hired me, right out of the blue. Now I'm happy as a banana, and I party like one too. I go bananas, 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 bananas. Let's all go bananas, 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 bananas.
Bananas, bananas, always bananas, bananas.
Love those bananas.
It's so bananas, bananas. With Mr. Banana Face Guy.
Let's go bananas.
Bananas, bananas.
For real, everyone.
He loves bananas, bananas. He's so bananas, bananas.
Go bananas.
Sir Mr. Banana Face Guy.
That's me. This is my song. They're singing it about me. But I'm also singing it. This is fun. This is great. Everyone sit down. Let's keep singing.
It's the Story Pirates Thanksgiving mixtape, and I'm DJ Squirmalot. My wormies, that last song was Banana Clown by 6-year-old Franny. Before we keep wiggling, Lee here has something to say.
Thanks, DJ Squirmalot. Grown-ups, Creator Club 2022 is right around the corner. Sign up for these virtual after-school creator camps right now because they're discounted through Monday. Some of the Story Pirates podcast hosts will be making appearances, and kids will collaborate with Story Pirates teaching artists on creative adventures with themes like music camp, podcast camp, drawing camp, spy training, and even Rolo's Goo Camp and Siegfried's Pet Camp. This weekend only, get discounted Black Friday pricing. Register at storypirates.com/camp. That's storypirates.com/camp. Back to you, DJ Squirmalot.
Thanks, Lee. Next up, also from the album Backstroke Raptor, here's a tune by an 11-year-old named Nina. It's a hamster's workday.
7 a.m. Time to start my day.
Good morning, Miss Sally.
Hello, bunny.
Are you ready for work, Miss Sally?
Am I ready for work? Oh, yes, I am ready for work. I will eat my breakfast. It's a pear if you care. Now I'll finish my look, put a clip in my hair, and that's the start of a hamster's work day.
Which clip would you like for today, Miss Sally?
The pink.
Okay.
Not the blue.
You got it.
No, the pink.
Here it is.
It's gotta be the red.
The red.
Except not the red, the green.
Here's the green.
That'll make it the pink, though.
The pink.
The yellow.
Yellow, of course.
Of course, the pink.
The pink.
The green.
The green.
Yes, the pink.
The pink.
Exactly, the pink.
Okay.
Yes, okay. Oh. Now I'll just put this green clip in my hair and... Perfection. I look incredible. I ate my pear, put a clip in my hair. Then I called up the bunnies, and just to be fair, they'll carry my computer from here to there so I can have... Here I am at my job where I work.
Good morning, Miss Sally.
Good morning, desk clerk. Which one is my desk today?
Well, I was thinking...
There shall be work, and I meet the desk clerk, and he tells me my desk is there. And he tells me my desk is there. And he tells me my desk is...
Oh, is that where you want to sit?
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is a co-working space, so you can sort of sit wherever
just
you...
Just tell me where my desk is.
Okay, that one's perfect.
Thank you.
Do you need anything
else? I sit on my chair, I am glad to be there. A good place to sit is a thing that is rare. When you find a good seat, don't get up, don't you dare. The illusion and share, yeah. And that's a hamster's work day. Yes, that's a hamster's... Wait a second. Where's my computer? Where are the bunnies? Bunnies?
We're here!
We have your computer.
It's safe.
Good. If it wasn't, I wouldn't have been able to do my work at my job. Speaking of, here comes my work boss.
Hello, Sally.
My boss came to me and my boss said out loud, edit this story about a cloud. I decide to confess, which includes saying yes, because I am an editor.
Because you are an editor.
My job. Of notions about what a hamster does all day. They think we just run on a wheel, drink from a metal straw, are fluffy.
But if there's anything you've learned from this story, it's that every day I do a ton of amazing stuff. I wake up, eat a pear, put a clip in my hair. I call up some bunnies, and just to be fair, they bring my computer to work for me. A desk clerk shows me where to sit, and my boss asks me to edit a story about a cloud. Because, yeah, I'm an editor, and that's my job. And hey, guess what? That cloud story? I won a Pulitzer for it. And hey, guess what else? I am Fluffy, and that's a hamster's workday. And that's a hamster's workday.
Well, my squirmy wormies, we've reached the end of this year's Thanksgiving mixtape. But don't worry, there's one more song for you to completely vibe out to. Thanks for joining us today, and we hope that everyone, human, worm, and otherwise, has a fantastic Thanksgiving. Well, here's your vibes. From 5-year-old Aditya in Canada, it's Millions of Stars. DJ Squirmalot.
Oh, into millions.